Well, if you're not feeling good, you're feeling down, and misery loves company, please do read Psalm 120. That's the psalm for today. So that's a good psalm, and it's good to have psalms like that in there. But that's not where we're at this morning. So we're going to 2 Corinthians 13:14. It was the verse in our reading this week that absolutely hit me between the eyes, and I absolutely loved it. The amazing grace of the Master Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Paul has just written a letter to the Corinthians in which it shows his care, his concern, and his relationship with these people and with the church as the body of Christ in Corinth. And he has disciplined this church. He has spoken very strongly to them in the verses preceding this one. He's telling it just like it is in that church and the hardships and everything they're going through. But as he ends the letter, he wants to give them a blessing. And in giving them that blessing, he's telling them, I want God to bless you in this way. And the Bible isn't just written for those people, but it's written for us today. And as pastors of Grace Christian Center, this is our heart for you. This is our prayer for you and for ourselves too, that God would bless us in this way. It says the amazing what grace. Grace is so fabulous. It is so fantastic. That's why these little brochures are important. Sometimes, even I sometimes, find it hard to lead somebody to Jesus. Using this, it is a snap. And you don't get tongue-tied. It's just easy to use this little brochure to lead somebody to Jesus. And you've got it and you hand it to them and just read along with them and lead them right into the salvation experience. Grace is good. Right. It's good news. We need to get out there and share it in this yucky world today, right? So please pick up a couple of these. Stick them in your purse. If you're prepared, God will lead somebody to you. And there's nothing greater to the spirit, to our spirit, and to our souls than leading somebody to Jesus and knowing you did. You did it. It's, woo, yes, it's great. Okay, it's the grace of the Master Jesus Christ. The extravagant love of God. The love of God is good news. And that's the blessing. He wants them to live and dwell in the love of God. And the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We really do have relationship and fellowship. Just like we have fellowship with one another, so also we're free to experience fellowship with the Holy Spirit. I love that. That's what gives us life and joy and energy for living. And he wants those three things, grace, love, and fellowship, to be with them all. Let's take a closer look. Not just grace, but amazing grace. Not just grace. It's amazing. Are we going to sing about that this morning?
Yeah,
we are. How about that? So remember when you're singing it, this is what Paul prayed for them. This is what your pastors pray for you, that you might experience that amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. He is our Master.
He is.
Masters take care of their people, right? Jesus takes good care of us. And the love, not just the love, but the extravagant love. I want to say the magnificent love of God. Amen. He who loved the world gave his only son for you and for me and for everyone that we share with. Amen.
Amen.
And not just the fellowship, but the intimate fellowship. If you don't have intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit, come and see us.
Mm-hmm.
Come and see us after church, and we'll pray for you. It's the greatest thing on earth. is intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Because it's in that intimate fellowship that he shows us who Jesus is. He shows us the very character of God. And you know you have a personal relationship with the Father God, with Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit himself. Amen. So he prays not just to have fellowship, but intimate fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And the blessed thing is that it be on all of us. It be on you and us. So let's stand and let's say this. This is a verse to lead us into worship this morning. We get to worship because of all these wonderful things that he's done for us. The amazing grace of Master Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, and the intimate fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all
of you.
Amen. And you can pray that over each other too. Amen.